Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. Now on to bigger and better things. And while I find this slightly hard to believe, a recent study by the American Customer Satisfaction Index showed that customer satisfaction across airlines hit an all-time high of 77%, exceeding even pre-pandemic levels. So joining us today is Louis Bélanger-Martin, a man who is likely responsible for 20% of that 77% satisfaction level because he is the co-founder of DTI Software, the company that pioneered the in-flight entertainment systems we now take for granted today. Airlines are incredibly cost-conscious, and they're very concerned about weight. How did you ever convince the airlines to put all of these expensive video screens on the back of airplane seats?
It started with my first flight, where I had very high expectations, and I was super excited of thinking that I would be flying at 40,000 feet. And I would live a moment, I would live something, I was really excited. Little that I knew that my excitement would be basically watching the rear of a seat in front of me.
And sort of like watching paint dry, I think, is exactly, the nails grow.
Exactly. I think nail growing is more exciting than what I had experienced. And so I figured, well, why is this? Why am I bored? Why is just the mere fact that you're boarding an aircraft, there should be a band, there should be a disco ball.
Air travel used to be like that. I have pictures of my relatives in the 70s sitting in these wide coach class seats, about as big as first class now. They were bright orange, and they have a martini in one hand and a cigarette in the other hand. And they looked like they were having a lot of fun.
And they're all dressed up, too.
Yeah, they're all dressed up.
Then the airline went for profit. That's when the experience started going down. And so I took upon myself to bring something new, to bring something to have anyone that would be flying live an experience. Right. And so that's how it started. So to the question, how did I convince airlines? It took 8 years, first of all, to break even. And once I was able to really make the case that flying could be dynamic, flying, you could have a moment where you learn something, where you have something different, where you have something that is so unique that the customer behavior would be, I want to do this again. Therefore, I want to fly again. I want to come back on this aircraft. Then once you convince one, there's 300 airlines out there on the globe that represents the market of in-flight entertainment. So I created that notion that, well, you don't want the other airlines passengers to say, I want to fly on that specific airline. So all the other airlines, every airlines in the world had something that resembled in-flight entertainment. And so I think that as much as the journey was a difficult one, we talked about fears earlier. I mean, there was a lot of fears when we started the business. The vision has always been crystal clear. The North Star has always been what we wanted to achieve. And it was as simple as we want to make flying fun. We want to make flying something, a unique experience. There's no reason why it shouldn't be.
So when did the airlines, though, realize that this was something that they wanted to do? They wanted to go to the extra step, incur the extra cost of putting video screens in seat backs, right? So when did that happen?
I think it's a movement. I think it's at some point, if you communicate, so for 8 years, I did seminars, conference, videos. There's not a country I haven't stepped foot on. There's not an airline I haven't spoken to. There's not, and the message was consistent. So for 8 years, is passengers deserve to have something that is in line with what you're doing already, which is phenomenal. You're bringing people up in the air from point A to point B in a record amount of time, let alone supersonic flights and so on. But commercial aviation, passengers should deserve or should expect to have something special, and let's bring it to them. And then with this, there's additional revenues that you may think of, for example, advertising, or there's a lot of ancillary revenues that we open the door. Charging for suitcases was brought as part of a passenger experience. Now, you're not going to like this.
No, I don't like that at all.
Of course you're not going to like this. But airlines are for profit. And at the end of the day, is how do you balance business model so that passengers will find a journey that they want to relive over and over again?
Well, yeah. The statistic that we have here, 77% of airline passengers are satisfied with their experience. Does that even seem to ring true to you?
Yes.
Based on your work?
Yes. So punctuality is one thing outside the aircraft, the lounges, for example, the boarding. There's a lot of thoughts that are being put into when you leave home. How do you want to basically live that journey that once you're coming back home, you will remember that journey hopefully as much as the destination that you've had. And I think airlines have done immense progress. Airports have done immense progress to ease our journey, be it TSA pre, which is something.
Pre-check, yeah.
Yeah, the pre-check.
Thank heaven for that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Some airlines will offer you to pick you up at home and drive you to the airport and at destination, drive you to your destination.
That sounds like a great service.
Yeah.
I know that they have not surveyed me. And I know that they have not surveyed me when the plane lands, because usually by the time the plane lands, I'm pretty grumpy. And that would be a bad time for me to fill out a survey questionnaire.
We have had some good flights. We've had some flights canceled. We've had some bad flights. But we have had some good flights.
Right. If you have kids, having video on the plane is like a godsend,
it's
isn't it?
It's life-changing.
Yeah. Well, I think that you were really prescient with that, because who knew when you started this? What year did they start going on?
So the business started in the early 90s, and the wave of what we know today is mid to late 90s started.
So who knew at that time how addicted we would be to screens?
Nobody.
Right? Nobody.
No.
So you were really forward-looking. Yeah. So now a kid expects that everywhere.
My son is 20 years old, and when he was 3, 4, 5 years old, we would fly. And so we would sit on the aircraft, and if he wouldn't see a TV, he would get off the aircraft. And and yeah, I would say, Benji, come, we have to fly. He said, no TV, no flight.
I know.
He's pretty headstrong.
Yeah, but everybody expects it now. So, I mean, you really did change flying with that.
So we've created an industry that today we take for granted. Yeah.
So that was a very entrepreneurial thing to do. And you recognized a gap where either other people hadn't or they were unsuccessful in filling that gap. They may have tried.
There's a fable, there's a French fable that there's a shoe salesman that goes into a country or into a region and nobody wears shoes. And so, there's no market here, so let's move on. I'm more of the opposite. There's a huge market here. If I'm selling shoes and nobody's wearing shoes, then let's convince them the virtue of wearing shoes, that you'll walk longer and that you'll walk in a more comfortable environment and so on and so forth. And so I think that it took... especially in my case, because I've created and we've created, I wasn't alone, but we've created an industry. It took a lot of resilience. It took a lot of perseverance. It took a lot of convincing. It took a lot of conversations and saying, this is what I'm trying to do. Just think about a newspaper. Mm. So if you bring a newspaper on board, it's heavy. And there's only a few, and you can't have.
Right. They used to hand out newspapers.
Exactly. So we created e-newspaper. That you could fly from, I'm from Montreal, to Paris and read the newspaper, the China Morning Post.
Yeah.
And you couldn't think about this. Think about learning a language. So in 2003, in our innovation, in capsules or brainstorming, we were like, okay, wouldn't it be cool if I, as a French Canadian, could learn Mandarin on my next flight from Istanbul to Buenos Aires?
So let me change tacks just a little bit here and get to know about you a little bit more. Who were your heroes growing up?
My heroes growing up. I came from a modest family. I believe my first hero was my mother, because she was teaching French to immigrants that were coming into Quebec, coming into the French part of Canada. And I think she opened our mind to... the world is your oyster. And I applied this later in life, in when you want to be international. Very often, Canadian thinks that international is the south of the border and vice versa. And so for me, international is the globe. And so I've applied this, and that showed to be very successful.
Louis Bélanger-Martin, co-founder of DTI Software, the company that pioneered the in-flight entertainment systems we now take for granted today.
You are listening to the Passage to Profit show with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart, and we will be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Louis Bélanger-Martin. And we have had such an incredible discussion with him so far. He invented those little TVs on the back of airline seats, like we all love him for that. But you have moved into being a private equity investor. Can you explain what that means?
So what it is that you pull different investors. In my case, it's all entrepreneurs that have had a liquidity event. And you're positioning the fund as being one that invests with a purpose, but also with helping other entrepreneurs reach the same goal as what I did, meaning being successful and growing a business that eventually will have a liquidity event. And so that private equity fund, because I think that because of the fact that we're all entrepreneurs, it allows for investment to be meaningful and investment to have probably more chances to be successful, in that we all know the obstacles, we all know the traps, we all know we think we know more having walked that path before. And so it has shown to be super successful just because of this, is that I've walked a path that was sometimes filled with mines, sometimes filled with walls, sometimes filled with fears, that allowed me to kind of coach or mentor entrepreneurs in careful, because there's a wall behind that curtain. You may not want to go that path or that fast because it will have a detrimental impact on your business, and so on and so forth. And so, of course, when you do investment, you have to be willing to lose. So you lose some, win some. What we've done over the past decades is that we've won more than we lost. For me, I fall in love with leadership before the business. I think that it's much easier to team up with good leaders, that if the industry is in evolution, or if there's things that need to be corrected. Whereas I think too many investors are falling in love with an industry or with a product or with a business in itself, but then the leadership, we'll change the leadership. Stories have taught me it's much harder to change leadership and to find the right people when you invest rather than we have a very good core, then let's make sure that we can adapt the business to its environment. And I've had more successes in investing in leaders than investing in a business.
Louis Bélanger-Martin, the visionary founder of DTI Software, the company that pioneered the in-flight entertainment systems, and the co-founder of W Investments, a private equity firm based in Montreal, Canada, where entrepreneur founders invest in entrepreneurs. Thank you very much for joining us. Our listeners want to get in touch with you for investing or just information, where can they find you?
I have a website, winvestments.ca, and my email is very easy, louis@winvestments.ca.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.